Is it time to reimagine your future? The right business skills may make a difference in your career. At Capella University, we offer a relevant education that's designed to focus on what you need to know in the business world. We'll teach professional skills to help you pursue your goals, like business management, strategic planning, and effective communication. And you can apply these skills right away. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, fans of the Moriarty Tribunal will be delighted to hear on the front of the Irish Times that Gardaí have completed the long-running criminal investigation into the findings of the Moriarty Tribunal. That file has now been sent on to the DPP, the Irish Times has learned. Of course, the Moriarty Tribunal was the payments to politicians inquiry 14 years ago. We had the final report, and now the Garda file has been sent to the DPP. The tribunal's findings were first referred to the Garda for review 14 years ago, which led to a criminal investigation. And now, as you would expect, the DPP's office is going to take their time to consider all the evidence gathered by the Gardaí before deciding whether any individual investigated has a criminal case to answer. Also on the front of the Irish Times, more details about that frightening incident at Connolly Station yesterday evening. Teams of armed Gardaí rushed to one of Dublin's busiest train stations yesterday evening after passengers saw a man with a shotgun on a train. And the incident resulted in members of the armed support unit arriving in multiple vehicles at Connolly Station as a rapid reaction response was put in place. The man is not believed to have threatened passengers, but the fact other commuters saw him with the gun and raised the alarm created panic on board. Garda sources said when initial reports were received, it was unclear if the man intended to harm anyone. An armed Gardaí rushed to the scene, so that man has been arrested. The man apparently had boarded the train at Maynooth and had the shotgun on him as he travelled into Connolly on the 305 service from Sligo. So the man remains in custody this morning, but certainly big panic at Connolly Station last night. The Irish Independent plans to extend sick leave to 10 days stalled, just as the flu is rampant, by the way. The government's under fire because plans to extend paid sick leave have stalled just as flu cases spike. So at the moment, you're entitled to 5 paid sick days a year, and that was expected to rise to 7 days this month. But this hasn't happened because of an ongoing review. And next year, it's supposed to go up to 10 days. And the development comes as flu cases are expected to peak this week with hundreds in hospitals. So we've had a delay on the free HRT and now a delay on the extended sick leave as well, whatever's going on. The Irish Examiner, the house buyers facing intense battle. Almost 15% of homes are being sold for 20% higher than the asking price as buyers face intense competition in an exceptionally tight market to secure a property of their own. Must be a nightmare for people trying to buy a house and you get your mortgage for a certain amount and then when you go to buy, the house prices are going up by 20%. The latest quarterly house price report for myhome.ie says rising levels of homeowner debt along with falling interest rates are set to continue driving bidding wars in the market, putting more upward pressure on house prices this year. So we've the myhome.ie report, we had the DNG report yesterday, all pointing to house prices are just going to go up and up rather than coming down. The Irish Daily Mirror, dad of 5 died trying to keep warm. This is the man killed by suspected carbon monoxide poisoning in his camper van as he tried to stay warm in sub-zero temperatures. The Mirror has a photograph of Jerry Kennedy, who let the engine run when he bedded down on Saturday in Thomastown in Kilkenny, and Gardaí found his body at noon the next day and they're treating the death as a tragic accident. A terrible story there from County Kilkenny. The Irish Sun, Cheryl stalked by killer. Singer Cheryl Tweedy has been stalked by a convicted killer who turned up at her home that she shares with her 7-year-old son. Her terrifying ordeal continued into last month. So this is after her ex, Liam Payne, died. And the guy who's been stalking her was also jailed for killing a man in 2012. Inside the papers, there's a lot of talk about the cold snap, obviously, but the Irish Daily Mirror went out onto the streets of Dublin last night to speak to homeless people sleeping outside in these conditions. And homeless people in Dublin would rather take their chance freezing to death sleeping on the streets than enter emergency accommodation. The paper says while noticeably fewer people were on the streets, many said they chose to sleep in sub-zero conditions rather than stay in services for homeless people. The main reason they choose to live on the streets in the freezing cold is apparently due to fights breaking out in the emergency accommodation and drug use by their roommates. Margaret Maughan, who says she's been living on the streets for many years, said, "I 100% prefer being on the streets than the hostels. I stay up in Jervis in the doorway. In the hostels, eight people are in a room and they're all fighting. In a hostel, you're just looking at four walls. I'd rather be on the street with my friends." I have to say, I was shocked last night when I went to the shop in Dublin and the amount of people sleeping outside in doorways that I seen within a couple of minutes of the hotel I'm in. Absolutely freezing last night, but there's a reason these people feel safer for some reason sleeping on the streets than in the accommodation provided in the city. The HSE says that the flu vaccine uptake has been very disappointing. The number of adults aged 65 or older who are vaccinated this year is lower than during the same period last year. And the HSE says people in this age group are at higher risk of developing serious flu complications compared with younger, healthy adults. So fewer people over 65 are vaccinated for the flu. I had the flu over Christmas. You do not want it. It's absolutely awful. But for some reason, people aren't getting vaccinated in the same numbers. The Irish Independent is covering cheating in your Leaving Cert. The number of students caught cheating in the Leaving and the Junior Cert exams has more than doubled in a year. Whatever's going on, the State Examinations Commission says 86 results have been withheld from last year's Leaving Cert, compared to 39 in 2023. And similarly, 24 Junior Cert exam scores were permanently withheld after last year's exams, over double the figure of 10 from 2023. The reason they hold back the results, there's a variety of reasons. They either find students possessing notes, or they're using the mobile phone, or they're using smartwatches in the exam halls and cheating. So for some reason, more students are cheating in the state exams. Now, we've a report on hen and stag parties because they're changing, apparently. Plastic willies and male strippers at hen do's are being ditched in favour of escape rooms and axe throwing. And so that's the hen party. Now you go to an escape room. According to The Sun, stags are also shunning booze and strip clubs. Party organisers Last Night of Freedom, which arranges thousands of hens and stags each year, said not one male stripper was booked for any of the bridal events in 2024. Instead, the people are booking butlers in the buff, apparently, but bookings for immersive experiences like escape rooms, karaoke booths and cocktail making have rocketed by 270%. And if you do get married after your hen and stag party, well, the Times of London says you need to be careful if the woman earns more than the man. A study has found that when a wife earns more than her husband, he becomes 11% more likely to go on to be diagnosed with a mental health problem. The findings, which come from an analysis of more than 20,000 Swedish couples, suggest the old ideas of gender roles persist in Europe. Now, if a man earns more money than the woman, his mental health improves. But if she earns more than him, his mental health gets worse. And apparently it's accompanied by substance use or abuse as well. You can read more about that in the Times of London. Now, those are the stories making the headlines today.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
At Capella University, learning the right skills could make a difference. That's why our business programs teach you relevant skills you can take from the course room to the workplace. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.